Hello, friends. This is David, and this week we're playing Everyone is Joker, a riff on Everyone is John, starring various incarnations of Batman's favorite antagonist. Narrated to see inside the crowded mind of the clown prince of crime. God, that was hard to say. Who wrote that? That was me. Okay. Anyway, who's playing what?
My name's David. I'm running this.
Brandon.
Oh, and Sam.
I'm Keith.
I'm Katie. I'm playing the Jack Nicholson version from Batman 1989.
I'm Jacob. I'm playing a comic book dark, gritty Joker.
I'm Professor Tuggles. I'm playing the Jared Leto Joker.
And I'm Austin. I'm playing the Batman animated series Mark Hamill.
Everyone is Joker.
Yeah.
Everyone's here.
Yeah.
And Joker. All right, so you're in a straitjacket. You're in the corner of a padded cell. There's Arkham Asylum. And the guard knocks for no reason. Why would he knock? And he opens a little peephole thing. He's got some dinner for you. Who wants to be Joker? This is where the bidding starts.
All right.
Oh, no. All 10, baby.
Oh, no.
Wait, did you mean to give us, like, two of each color?
I did not.
No.
You're just lucky.
No, you're lucky. I have 3, 4.
An even
four.
Number.
I have 3, 3, 4, my little dude.
I do not.
And then he just has a minor kind of shit. Just with his hand. Just with his hand.
He has, like, a pair.
It's just brought, like, a little.
Yeah, it does. Right. At the end of this, we have to remember to introduce ourselves.
No, I'm having all that. Too late now. Mm-hmm.
All right.
So everyone, ready?
We're bidding to see who controls.
Yeah, you just
Joker
take
first.
An amount in your hands.
Yeah, I'm gonna do this kind of deal.
I'm just pump it out.
All right.
I can't leave on
yeah, come
on. One, two, three.
Two.
Oh, it's tight. You rolled it off.
Okay.
I didn't hand out the dice.
No.
Can I ever play that?
No.
No, it's still over here.
Oh, it's easy to read too.
There you go.
Perfect for me.
I got a 6.
I got a 4.
Oh, all right.
Not good.
Here you go.
Okay, where do I put these sanity
nice.
Dice? Sanity points.
Oh, so if we didn't win,
we'd be
right.
Oh.
So I'm the only one who spent.
It's a key marriage.
Oh. All right, so this guy's coming in. He opens up the little hatch and he's like, "It's time for dinner."
Yeah.
All right. I think you hear like, "Oh, not again! My stomach is so hurting. I can't even do this." Oh.
I don't care. You can eat it if you want.
Oh no! There's something terrible that's going. I'm gonna try to get this guy to open the cell to check on me.
All right, that seems like a roll.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I already spent 2 of these. You know what? I'm just
roll it.
I'm gonna go. Let's see if I can get a 6 again. We have 3.
No. Not a 6.
Not work. So, yeah, he's just like, I don't care about that. You can starve.
Oh, my stomach! To this guy.
Now, who wants Joker? Lost control. Anyone want to bid? Or you can choose not to bid and just let it keep going if you want, but.
Let this travesty just continue. Let this train roll.
In a minute. All right.
Yeah.
Go for it.
All right. Everyone got your stuff? You want
to I guess you did. All
right. One, two, three.
One.
Oh, shit. All three. All four of us did that.
I go a bit more than I have to. I'll leave it with the lady luck.
Jake got a 3. Katie got a 4.
Anything in my
I got a 1.
There you go.
5. Alright. Brandon's got him.
Oh, yeah. There's my 1.
Alright.
The tollmaker exacts his toll on me.
So, the guard just says, you can starve for all I care.
Please, please, I need the doctor.
I might just take my time.
No, please, I'm gonna die. You have to do it now. What, you're gonna lose your job if you kill me.
Hmm.
Do a jerk voice.
You don't have to do a jerk voice. I think you're trying to convince him.
Alright.
Seems like a role.
So I'm trying to deceive, maybe? My fake illness?
Oh, okay. Yeah, on your skills, sure.
Oh, it didn't matter anyway.
There you go. So he's like, oh man, if I lose the job, this is gonna be awful. Alright, the wife's gonna kill me. Fine. And he starts to unlock the door, opens it up.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, alright, stands over near you. He's like, so what's going on? What's the problem?
I'm gonna try to, like, just bite him. Just tear his neck out.
Yeah, sure. This is like another world.
This is not. My teeth are knives.
You don't have a biting skill, do you?
My teeth are knives. Very small knives.
I think it's true that teeth are the knives of the mouth.
No. Knives are best. That's a bad one, baby.
Oh, no. All
right. Does anyone want to keep it? Anyone want to keep us going or bid on this?
You want to watch me try to...
Bid.
I'm just...
All right, we're bidding again.
It's men. It's four men.
All right, anyone else?
I feel like I shouldn't be betting because I'm the one who lost control, but...
You can.
Right. You always can. You always don't have to bid.
So you're just going to abstain. All
right, one, two, three.
Two.
Ugh.
All right.
There you go.
He's gonna save all my beans.
So you've just beat fighting motions at this guy?
Yep.
He's like, I thought you said you weren't hungry.
Well,
were you
gonna
actually make contact or motion?
I lunged at him. That was it.
Okay.
No contact.
You know me, hungry sometimes, not hungry other times. Maybe I just didn't like the food. You look pretty tasty.
sweet
I'm gonna try to Houdini my way out of this straitjacket, as I'm sure Joker has done many times.
Yeah, that seems right.
So
the guard is just like, yeah, all right, I don't get your humor, and just starts turns his back to you and starts walking away, giving you the perfect opportunity.
All right, and escaping is one of my skills.
Oh, there you go.
Let's see.
You can spend two points. No? Yes? Maybe?
Yeah, if you want. But that's good enough, too.
Oh, you know what? Let's do it.
All right.
Yeah.
To accomplish a thing.
We accomplish something, guys. Hey, I got the card in the cage.
Hey, I opened the door. All right, so am I out of the straitjacket?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well then, I'm going to try to wrestle him into the straitjacket. I'm going to try to incapacitate him and then put him in the
straitjacket. We're going to replace
ourselves. You'll reverse-y.
Yeah,
reverse.
Switcheroo.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Okay.
My favorite Batman villain, who's locked up in the cell next door, Switcheroo.
He's kangaroo.
So I've got a skill in improvised weapons. I don't know if I should try to, like...
Strangle him with
maybe
the strap.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I mentioned it too, but as Joker voices, you can always talk to the current Joker too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, just like
that. I've been keeping quiet.
Yeah. So,
thanks,
table talk is encouraging.
It's time to strangle.
Yeah, it's time to strangle him.
I'll go for the strangle first.
Because you need his clothes.
Yeah. give him a nice hug.
That's a great point.
You can boil on him now, after he's in the straitjacket.
Yeah, exactly.
I do need his clothes, you're right.
You need his clothes.
Probably his skin too.
No. One thing at a time.
Four!
Yeah!
So, all right. Perfect.
It's a skill.
Strangle.
There we go. Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Are you killing him or is he incapacitated?
Incapacitated.
Good.
I'm not going to kill him yet.
Give him a kiss.
You know what?
So
I will give him a kiss.
Why not?
You gotta say goodbye.
Thank you, sweetie.
Stop looking on his forehead while you sleep in the street.
Like a similar size to me.
Oh, sure.
Close enough.
Tall.
Fuck it.
Same
yeah.
size.
Basically,
right.
What size fits
all?
Incredibly. It's all elastic.
Yeah, it's onesie.
Yeah.
My Joker is a lot of also Harvey Firestein, I'm realizing as I'm going through it.
All right, well, then I'm going to, strip him, take his clothes, put his clothes on, I'll put him in the straitjacket, throw him in the corner.
Good night, Craig.
And I'll turn him at such an angle that it's not immediately clear that it's not the Joker anymore.
Wait,
yeah.
So he's incapacitated?
Yeah, we strangled him not to death.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's only a little bit sleepy.
Only a little bit.
I think he's pretty sleepy.
What's about a 6-minute strangle?
Yeah, he's comic book sleep. He's comic book knocked out.
No,
he's comic book.
No, it's never
seen him ever again.
Okay.
I'm bringing him back
now. Oh,
no,
the name. It is Craig.
Oh, excellent. Well, so now I'm Craig.
Oh,
he's got
name tag.
He's
got this
joke.
So, okay, so he's now kind of facing away, maybe could confuse someone else. And now,
what's the plan now?
I'll peek my head out, look both ways before crossing the street.
Joker out just before he crosses.
Oh, yeah, it's just cells much like yours. It's like a long hallway of them. There's cameras going on in the, up in the corners, I guess. But
okay.
You don't even even see any guards right now.
Oh, excellent. Well, then I will lock out, close the door behind me, lock it up.
Oh, there's probably like a food cart that he was wheeling around. Right.
I imagine you you lower your hat over your face so we can't see that you're in clown makeup, and then you're just like spinning the keys on your finger.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
So I'll lock the door up. I'll close the little dinner slider people thing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Being alone is not much fun. Why don't we let out everyone?
Well, first, I'm going to take one of the food things. I'm going to eat a little bit out of it and then slide it under the door. So it looks like that cell has been fed.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know, let's check out who's on this row of cells. I'll open
some people.
Oh, sure.
Out. Let's get us some henchmen.
Yeah, maybe you peek into the first one and you see just much like yours, maybe less padding, but there's just a bathtub in the far corner, and there's just like this humongous scaly guy just with his knees up, depressed.
Oh, Killer Croc. Been a while, buddy.
What's all this about? Mr. Smiley, you got out?
Working on it.
Hmm.
And you're the smiling one, Croc.
Tell this lobster we're gonna pull him out of the pot.
Maybe I want to see him boil.
Ooh.
I don't know who you're talking to, but hey, I can help you out. If you need someone to talk to,
maybe me.
Not to talk to.
Don't.
I'm the best.
I slammed the hole shut, and I walked to the next one.
You just hear him like pounding on the outside.
Cork. Hey, come back here!
You keep moving on.
That crawdad could have been a useful distraction.
Well, he nearly ate us last time. I mean, me.
Yeah, next one, he touched the people and it's just cold to the touch. It's just like this steam comes out. Can't even see inside, barely. Just freezing.
I just closed that one.
It's not worth the time.
I can't believe it. What are you doing?
That burns cold.
I never liked
he was always a loose cannon, too concerned about his wife.
Maria Shriver.
And go to the next one. Yeah, it's just in the far corner. There's a woman, and she has her back turned to you, to the door, and she's like, "I told you, I'm not eating anything until you bring me something vegetarian."
Ooh.
She's watering a little plant.
Ivy has always been fun.
Don't you have a plant?
I don't know what you're talking about.
What do you guys think?
Come on, sweetie. A little meat never hurt.
Oh.
The more the merrier.
I'll let this one out.
Sure.
So
just open the door.
Or I'll check if the keys work, I guess. I don't know if they do.
This is just his car keys. Yeah.
Took the wrong ones.
Go ahead and give me a roll for that one.
Okay.
For if the keys work?
They are his car keys. Oh, no.
Five.
That's very close.
Ooh.
So the switchblade car key works.
So, yeah, unless you want to spend something, I think what's going on, do you?
It's fine if there's car keys.
What did he roll for?
To see if he could let Ivy out.
Well,
probably to see if anything goes wrong.
She
can
be really helpful.
We could
probably let her out.
We could use her as a reason to be walking around with him as a guard.
Oh, that's a great idea. Somebody else want to spend their sanity? I'm running kind of low.
It's fine. I think,
I mean, does that just randomly happen? That we spend sanity to steal the conversation away, or how does that...
No, you can spend it to make the roll higher.
Buff the roll. Because we needed a six.
Don't do it.
It's fine.
Well, I know that, but I'm still confused at how the story's going.
Whenever we're going to change, whenever somebody fails to do something.
Oh, I see. That's what it was. Okay.
Yeah.
Or just doesn't do anything for a while. No, we're like,
that is a failure, but you just failed to. So you unlock, you try maybe a few going on, and you get one that unlocks, you know, and you open it up, and she kind of turns around, and at the same time, this other guard comes through. He's coming down the hall, and he's like, "Hey, what are you doing? Why are you letting people out? Are you new here or what?" And now we did for another person. All right, 1, 2, 3.
Oh, damn. Another three-way tie.
Nice.
You can still bid if you lose control.
I know.
Okay.
I want to give someone else.
Six.
Nice. Back to you.
All right. So we've opened the door, right?
The door's open, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah,
Oh, shit, you're right. I'm going to show that. Change that voice real quick, guys.
My bad.
And I think the Joker just goes,
"Hey, Charlie, you got to check this out."
And then,
my name's not Charlie.
And then says to Poison Ivy, like,
Will you take care of this one?
And she kind of gives a like surprised look, like, oh, all right, not a problem. And she takes her little potted plant. Just, yeah, actually, give me a roll.
All right.
She might be able to do this for you.
I'm better at this. I do it. She's down.
Nice. Yeah, so I think, yeah, she just launches this plant at him, and of course it just, like, overgrows over him and wraps him up. And then he just starts screaming, and now the alarm's going off. Mm. These klaxons.
Mm-hmm.
But the two of you are there, although minus the plant.
Oh,
yeah.
Don't worry, you'll be fine.
So, you couldn't have done that earlier.
I think you understand the importance of timing.
Alright, let's go.
Do these guys have any weapons on them?
The guards?
Yeah.
Yeah, they probably have batons on each.
Okay, I think I'll pick that up and put the keys on it and start spinning them. And then be like,
let's get out of here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh no, he'll say, let's make like a tree, a leaf.
There's going to be a lot of this, isn't there? Hey, where's your girlfriend?
Where is my girlfriend? No, things are always so fluid these days. Who can tell what anyone is?
Yeah.
All right, so I think... I think that is a good idea. I think if we try to
find
Harley Quinn, that would be a good plan.
Okay. I think she's probably not going to be on the outside.
Oh, she's not in Arkham at the moment?
Yeah.
Okay.
And also the alarm's going off, too.
Oh, well.
Oh,
like,
thanks for letting us know.
He brought it up.
We just don't give a shit, by the way.
Well, before comes love and the baby carriage, we've got to
get out of jail.
And now I'm turning into Jiminy Click.
Exactly what that was.
Yeah.
But when are you going to make the big one?
So, I think the game plan here is we gotta bust out.
Get up.
Yeah.
Rest of the guards show up.
So, everyone knows we gotta go to the laundry chute.
Well,
I think you should go back and let Croc out so he can distract us.
That's not a bad plan.
And, I'm just gonna open every cell on the way to the laundry chute and then skadoodle out.
Oh, I love that. Alright, how about, I'm going to just roll to release everybody to see if you can do it before the guards show up.
Sure.
Is that a half? Or a
well, they could always be accused of somebody else.
I'd argue that might be acquiring henchmen.
I like the way you argued that after the roll, Sharon.
Yeah.
Wait, hey, you saw the roll.
We did
say in the beginning, you just said it didn't matter before
I say
the roll.
And I'll say, he'll squeak, time to party.
Yeah. Oh, I'll make it easy. Maybe there's just like a button.
Yeah.
I think there's like a paper amendments. Open.
Please do not press.
Yeah. I mean, you still have to have the key
in
it. In
case of fire.
Yeah.
Oh, you have to have the two keys. And so Ivy and I both like release everybody.
There you go. And just they all swing open.
Yeah.
Just as the, I think now the guards like come down the hallway and they have probably.
Like riot
gear?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Yeah. There's like a, I don't know what you call like a squad of guards, but
sounds good.
A squad of guards.
A murder.
A troll. There we go.
A murder. A blessing.
A pod.
A pod of gods.
Yeah, a bunch come down the
unicorns.
Just kind of march down the hallway, but they've got some bigger problems to do or to deal with right now. So,
my face.
Everyone will, oh, Clayface.
Clayface.
Mudface.
He doesn't like
going to a wet
face.
I'm making that joke. And, Jeff, you can go the other way. You said down the laundry chute?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we were already down the laundry chute.
Oh, yeah. I think I'm gonna grab Ivy and just say, like,
time to take out the dirty laundry.
Sure.
And jump down this laundry chute.
Yeah,
it would have been better if you went down the trash chute.
Oh,
time to take out the trash.
Either one. It's a chute. Oops, I went down the incinerator.
Oh, no!
Yeah, but
right in the fire.
Here's a roll to see how well that turns out.
How well I
shut
laundry.
Up and jump in.
Yeah.
How will you not jump into the incinerator?
Hey.
I start to open one and go, no.
That's
the incinerator. I've made that mistake before.
And it turns out he's just a terror. That the makeup is just burns.
It just burns.
That's how
it just all burns.
Way.
There's four chutes. One that says incinerator. One that says trash. One that says laundry. One that just says exit.
Is this not what it said? The exit. He almost said it.
A dog door.
Dog door.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, you're at the. You wanted to go down the laundry chute, right?
Yeah.
Then that's exactly where you are.
Okay. Ugh. And I pop up, and I have underwear on my head, like polka dotty underwear. I'm like, ugh.
And just Ivy comes out right behind you and just lands on you, of course. She's like, all right, what's the plan now?
So now we switch out of these, put on these. I'll put on, like, disguise myself in another, different getup, like a...
Or a janitor.
Like or a janitor or something like that. And be like, looks like your shift's over, Thomas. And I adjust her name badge.
Okay. So now you're kind of in the basement. Where are you going now?
I think now we just got to go out to, like, the service exit area where, like, non-guard kind of
staffers
working.
We're just, like, our cars here.
Security
breaches.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. So
I'm not saying we don't have any security to deal with, but I feel like this is, like, the...
Mm-hmm. And did you keep those old batons and such?
I think I have one maybe, like, stuffed into my janitor pants. the Dickies jumpsuit. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. All right. So give us a roll to see if you can get out scot-free.
All right. Come on, Scott. That's what my badge... Oh, fuck yeah. Six.
Nice.
My badge does say Scott.
So yeah, we're like from outside Arkham Asylum.
Yeah.
Just like the door like creaks open and it's just you and
there is a guard and he's like, man, something's going on in there. And I'm like, bye, Pete.
See you later, Scott.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, now you're out.
And then I think that there's like the laundry van.
Sure.
Like Jefferson's Laundry.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
wanna
go for a ride?
Well, you got me this far, I guess.
Oh, don't worry, we don't have to go all the way. And I think he has a big, like, goofy frown. Get in. And then he, and he's like, why don't we just borrow some of these first? And I think there's like a bunch of laundry. Maybe there's a bunch of laundry chemicals that he can grab, or like weird chemicals down in this janitorial area.
Lots of bleach.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. Okay.
I'll let that happen.
Okay.
While making fertilizer.
So yeah. He's got a bunch of what is it, potassium nitrate? No, to clean clothes. There's just a bunch of crazy chemicals, and we're like carrying those out, and he loads them up into this laundry van, and he's like, "Oh, right. Time for us to go pay someone a visit."
Be prudent to make a roll to see if you can start up this van.
Absolutely.
Hotwired or find a key or something.
Okay.
I thought we had
the keys.
Hold on, let's see. It might be.
In the visor.
Oh, no. I'm like, I sit down and go, ugh.
How do I drive?
Yeah. I went to Clown College.
Right. Does anyone want a bit to take control of the Joker?
Yeah.
Sure.
Pickpocket a van. That makes sense.
Yeah. Is this your wallet, van?
Right.
Bump into it. Oh, sorry, sir.
Sorry.
Is everyone ready?
Sure.
One, two, three.
Oh damn. The high roller.
The idea.
How much
we're here.
Three. Nice.
All right, Katie's got it. Three.
All right. So you're in this van. I have no way to start it. Theoretically, Ivy's right next to you.
Can't she just make, like, a key out of a plant or something?
You obviously don't know anything about Bobby.
Can't you...
You gotta hotwire those things.
Tell her she's got a poppy seed in her teeth and to grow something out of that.
We don't have that type of time.
God, man. We don't have that time.
You're a criminal. Can you hotwire it or something?
Yeah,
I'm the criminal.
I had street crime on my list. That's why I was... Oh, that would be good.
Let's just roll to hotwire.
Still.
All right.
No.
Oh,
no. I'm
not
doing it. Just spend the rest of it.
Yeah, do you want to spend five? Get up to six.
No, I should go for
it. All right. Do you guys want to bid again or let her keep you on?
Bid again.
All
right. You can bid two, Katie. All right. Everyone ready?
Mm-hmm.
One, two, three.
No.
Go. Go. Oh. Roll off.
Who is it? Maybe.
Yeah.
Two.
Hey, just got one.
There
nice.
You go.
Alright, I got it. And I guess I'm gonna
pay the troll.
I got street crime, so I'm gonna roll to try to
kind of hot wire this thing.
Oh, perfect.
And watch me not be able to roll.
And a one.
Yeah. Oh my god!
Well, but if you just spend three, it kicks it up to four.
Is that all
no,
it is?
Yeah.
No,
it's,
so.
Well, if you have street crime as many as things.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
We have to get out of here. Guards are coming.
Before you can figure out another one.
Yeah.
Well, I can't figure out the way I have to give it up because I lost the action, right?
Right.
So
well,
yeah.
You can bid again.
Oh, I can bid again. Yeah. That's true. Okay. Well, I'll bid back in if somebody and somebody bid higher than me, unless
yeah.
you got a.
Oh yeah.
So I think what happened is, after spending like 3 or 4 minutes trying to hotwire it, like you just rip all the wires out. It's like, well, this isn't working.
This is just ooh.
This is a new vehicle.
What did you say?
They got these computers nowadays.
Teslas.
Yeah. All right, so everyone ready to bid?
Yeah.
All right.
Bidding time for the rest of time.
And one, two, three.
All right, you guys again. Wait.
Wow.
Oh, all three of you now.
Oh my
but
gosh.
I don't.
Well, I rolled a one, so I'm fucked either way.
Did you bid two or three?
No, I didn't want to do it.
She changed it.
Okay.
Well, I don't know what to do.
My finger didn't leave the piece, so I didn't realize.
Roll a four.
All right, let's see. I rolled a one.
So what are you doing?
Wow.
What's your plan?
I guess I'm going to give you something. It means I'm even not really Well,
yeah. I said it's psycho.
So you got some problems with the band.
I've got to say this
break
van is just not worth
baton.
It anymore. I think I'm going to torch the van.
Torch it?
You're gonna torch it. The fire truck, all of them are gonna come. And we'll just hop right on one of those.
Sure, how are you gonna? Is she gonna light the.
Light all these chemicals. Well, some of the chemicals will fuck with it, probably.
Surely
it'll destroy it.
So, yeah, this is quick. Is it rigged to explode or just catch on fire?
Yeah, be a big enough fireball that somebody will call the fire department.
That makes sense to me.
Cool enough to do the cool Joker walk away from it while it's behind you.
And I was just like, oh my god!
You didn't tell anybody.
She's dead.
She's like, Jesus, it's on fire. I'm like, I should.
Yeah,
come on. No,
get out
come
of
on. Come on, hurry up.
Gritty reboot. Yeah, so she's coming with you?
Yeah.
She's like, was that? We could have driven. Okay. Sure.
If I had to be here soon, I'm just going to stay away. It's just too late.
It's fine.
The fire truck comes soon. We're gonna hide in some bushes until the fire truck comes.
Yeah, you think you're going to fool anyone? Have you looked in a mirror? Not quite
never.
Inconspicuous.
You'll convince them.
They don't have mirrors.
You'll convince them.
I don't know. I think we should get out of here.
Nah, you'll do just fine. Don't even worry about it.
All right, I think you might be on your own. I'm gonna.
I think you should stay.
I don't know. You might have to convince her.
All right.
She's pretty spooked. You're blowing stuff up. The alarms are still going off inside.
You're great, though. This is a wonderful growth moment.
Hundreds of
okay.
blades of grass were murdered.
Blades?
You're on the
yeah,
outside.
It could
though.
Be
the
knives of grass.
Yeah, grass. The knives of the
oh, no, it's not even.
All right. So, yeah.
Bump it up. I only need two.
If you want.
Some manipulation.
All right.
So are we bidding again?
When we get up, when
I failed, joking.
Insane.
What?
Well,
you just can't bid anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But you can still be the voice and you can still collect
convince people.
But, alright, so the situation is there's
well, we got
this
a
giant,
fire going
yeah,
on,
there's
right?
this giant fireball with some chemicals
coming.
Getting worse. Ivy's just kind of quietly sprinting away into the night. And now we're bidding.
Oh,
I've got this one. I gotta roll it out.
You ready? You beat me.
There you go, back to you.
Well, I guess let's see what this city has to offer. She's going to go her own way. Let's move this way. Let's move forward and see if we can find Harley at least.
We're not going to wait for the ambulance to jack the ambulance / fire truck?
I need a car for it. I'll find another one.
Alright.
Yeah, you hear gunfire inside the...
I don't need her anymore.
The,
she's gone. I'm by myself.
The asylum.
I'll just back up in this dark alleyway and sneak away and
mm-hmm.
disappear down the side. See what
yeah,
trouble we can get into away from... Away from those sirens.
Oh, Dad, there was an dark alley right here.
All the time.
I didn't see that.
So what's the plan, then?
We gotta go find Harley.
Okay. So
we're
just,
gonna run off
of
the way.
Just go back
is.
To your regular headquarters or something like that?
I have a headquarters?
Of course.
Do now.
Yeah, Lair, of course.
All right, yeah, let's...
Yeah, I think you can just roll to make it there.
Okay.
Can it be a spooky magic
that's
shop?
A high roll for probably everyone. All I have is street crime and disguises. I could steal a car though. Let's try to steal a car here.
Oh, there you go. Grand
so
Theft Joker.
Grand Theft Joker.
We tried to steal one. I had to burn it. I'm gonna get it.
Yeah, but there's a pretty 62 Impala sitting right there. I can hot wire that guy.
There's an ice cream truck right there. That's more on brand.
Oh. That's better.
That's a fucking Impala. Let's go for the ice cream truck.
And
not the ice cream truck anyway.
Of course.
All right.
So the nighttime ice cream truck, of course.
The nighttime ice cream truck. It was parked. When do you think ice cream trucks go at night?
Yeah.
They
park somewhere.
Yours don't just drive around the city.
They just let you go.
All night?
You wake up in cold sweat and you hear the jingle.
Yeah.
You just Grand Theft Auto this thing. You just throw the guy out.
Oh, he's in it.
I knew I shouldn't have been selling no ice cream.
It's too late.
I knew this was a shitty job, but I didn't think it was that bad.
Yeah, or you can take him hostage at the other one.
You know what? I'm going to keep him along because if he's homeless in the back of this thing, he needs a job anyway.
He's
coming for a ride.
You want a job. By the way, give me one of those... ice cream.
I do have some extra ice cream.
Give me that hat too.
Okay.
I want that jacket and that hat.
So are you dressed like the Good Humor Man?
Yep.
Okay.
Drive down the street with the ice cream boy in his underwear.
It's so cold back here. I love that Joker's changed costume like four times. So you've got this a hostage and the ice cream truck where he headed
back to where?
Oh yeah, to the
lair. We gotta go pick up Harley so we can do the Botcher stuff together.
I think you find this lair.
Does anybody remember what the magic shop in Pee Wee's Playhouse was called?
No, not
at all. I want that to be the name of this headquarters. It's an old boarded up magic shop. Like the amazing Waldo's Magic Emporium.
That sounds good.
That works. Let's hang out there.
Of course, this abandoned.
Do we have a goal, or are we just being crazy Joker in the city of Gotham?
No, you're basically just trying to get your compulsion.
Yeah.
I'm trying to satisfy those.
I think it might be a good idea to make
so
get
really,
back
so
somebody
we,
who puts
so we
us
should
in
try
there.
To draw Batman, is what you mean.
Yeah, I think if
I
if
think everybody has something that reacts to Batman.
Yeah, if you're really stretching for things to do, look at the number 5 fame one. That's kind of like your mastermind plan. Or master plan, as some people call it.
Yeah, when you play Mastermind, you're planning to win the game of Mastermind.
It's a great game.
Well, let's go find Harley because
okay. Yeah, perfect. So
start over there and make our henchman clan larger first.
And are you
I
taking
got,
this?
Rid of it,
so you kind of pull up with this ice cream truck in front of the Waldo's Emporium, and of course you know the secret way in or something. It's all boarded up, and there's all these goons kind of just sitting around playing poker. They've all got like various stages of clown makeup on.
Hey guys, this is Chad. Give me a uniform.
Like, boss, you're back. He's like, yeah, I'll get a uniform right away. You want the sausage or the clown? He's like, I want to go back to my mom.
And I lean in really close and hit,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Give him a kiss on the forehead and tuck him in. Yeah, he's been
tucking into his new sausage costume.
Yeah.
Yeah, and another guy is putting a sausage
on. He's putting the sausage on.
Yeah. Yeah. And everyone kind of just stands up in awe, just like welcoming you back in. And then, of course, like there's a like the far end or something where the employee area would be,
mm-hmm.
if this were actual real shop, which kind of opens quietly, and there's a soft light. Of course, it's Mr. J!
This is the Frank Miller Joker, by the way.
She just slow motion runs and just like jumps right into your arms.
She slow motion runs because she's really old.
Yeah,
that's right.
Quaaludes.
I think she's running at full speed.
So, now, you got some henchmen, you got Harley Quinn, you got a van outside, you got a teenager getting dressed up.
I say we do something that'll get the bats' attention.
Wait, what did we do with the chemicals?
I
exploded
them. Remember, he,
He mixed them randomly and they all became fire.
We didn't need this coming as a new.
We made a bomb that we called Billy Maine's Revenge.
Oxymo. My joke was also possibly going to be oxy-cleansing.
Yeah, it's wonderful to see you, Harley. We're waiting for you. Now we can finally get to some real crime. Who you know that we could get close to Batman with?
I don't know. Could be anyone, right?
Well, we should probably change into a suit first, right?
Or...
I think that's a wonderful plan.
It seems like maybe some of the police might be back at old Arkham trying to settle that down. What if we popped into headquarters and saw what they've left about?
Mm. Let's go see if we can make the commissioner uneasy.
Yes, the commish.
Harley's like, you want to get to the police?
Yes.
I want to take over the police. I want him to cower at my feet. I want to make
him become the new commissioner.
Yes, I want to be the new
commissioner. Let's dress up in his outfit.
Yeah, and yes. Costume change.
Perfect.
I don't like these clothes. They're itchy. I would like his clothes.
I need new ones right now.
Give me another sausage costume.
I haven't changed recently enough.
Come, sausage boy.
Sausage boy, let's go. To the police headquarters. Drive me.
You look down at the name badge that you're wearing. All of these are the name badges. It says, like, Timmy.
Come on, Timmy, let's go.
Yep.
So it's fine, you get back into the, you probably have vehicles and stuff. You have the Joker.
The ice cream truck. What more vehicles
so
do you need?
Now we can fill the back with henchmen, so we have plenty of muscle to get.
You're
rid of
all the ice cream?
People go to love with ice cream, so they'll be hyper.
Exactly.
And get the job done faster and more fun.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the ground will be slippery, so the cops can't run.
Just dump some of the ice cream out.
See?
Mm-hmm.
But we need to go.
It'll be a sugary.
Distract them so we can.
Instead of Caltrops, we'll just throw out ice cream cones out the back.
Yeah. So yeah, there's 10 or so henchmen there in the back. They're all eating like ice cream.
He locked me up in that godforsaken asylum.
Are you still in your the same outfit?
No, the ice cream suit's what's on right now.
Yeah, that
says Timmy.
It says Timmy. Because Timmy's now the sausage.
Sausage boy. And we come to him, right? He's definitely.
Yeah, he's coming. He's CEO number one.
Job training.
Yeah. You've got just Stockholm syndrome the hell out of Timmy.
Harley's like, he doesn't even really know what he's doing. Shut up.
Call me Mustard now. I'm out of the gang. I relish this. All right. So.
Stop us.
That's
horrible. Yep.
Drive you and the ice crew there without any problems. I think that makes sense to roll for that.
Are we going to put the commissioner on ice?
Oh, no. We're going to cream him.
Oh,
wait. That has two meanings. We'll do both of them.
Yeah, but...
You just gotta learn to roll sixes. That's how you work it.
It is a skill.
It is a skill.
I'm rolling six right now. That's what I'm rolling. That's my skill. Four.
Not quite.
Does anybody want to? Should I bump it up, or does anybody want to bid in?
I'm looking for some trouble.
Looking for some trouble?
Yeah.
Make it.
So let's throw a propane, guys.
I think maybe helpfully, maybe not. I think you're driving along with the crew in the back. They're all kind of just like knocking around in the back, of course, because Joker's driving crazy. In fact, driving so crazy that you see the flashing lights in the rear view mirror.
Hold over.
Mm. One, two, three.
Oh, Katie's got it.
There you go.
Oh, perfect. We can lead him back home. Like a sheep into something that holds sheep.
That's him?
Sheephole.
I don't know, Mr. J, a sweater?
Yeah.
I could use a sweater right now. I'm really cold.
Sharp saucy boy.
Yes.
So he's closes the freezer door on him.
Yeah. Exactly. Quiet, Timmy.
Is that
Gordon behind us? Who's behind
headquarters,
us?
Please.
So
headquarters.
Well, we just left.
But
No. We're to police headquarters.
Police headquarters.
Oh, I got you.
Where the commissioner does his day job.
He's hanging out.
Yep.
Day job.
Yes, I'm the police commissioner, but my day job is I also work.
Yeah, I think Harley puts her hand on your shoulder and she says, Mr. G, I know you've been in that place for so long, but right now it's nighttime, and there's someone behind us.
Oh, yes, you're right.
Give him what he wants. Give him some ice cream.
All right. I think I know what you mean. And she,
make it happen, Dolphin.
She, like, opens up the back to all the guys down there.
Do any of these guys have a gun or anything?
Yeah, she opens...
Take care of it.
She opens the door or whatever so she can talk to all the henchmen. She's like, wink. That's all she says.
She says wink?
Yeah.
Wink.
So I assume you're already pulling over. Or you still, like...
Oh, absolutely
like
not. We're going to continue to drive like crazy. It's my favorite.
And give this man donuts.
All right, so yeah, the burliest one in the back just kind of kicks open the two doors, and of course I've got like the Tommy guns or something.
Isn't this the truck that has the donuts with the ice cream, and you put the donut and then the ice cream in the donut?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Let's throw a couple of those at him.
Yeah,
that's
a few of them
nuts.
Have like donuts over them, like some
sure
of their Tommy guns.
Yeah, t-shirt cannons. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Cannons at some stadiums that
sausage
shoot sandwiches
tossed
out. Yes.
Cannons.
Yeah, why don't you give us a roll to see how well these guys can shoot up the police?
Not well.
Not well. Alright, so I think kicks open the door, starts spraying wildly.
Old spray.
Yeah, I think this.
Is this 10 minutes spraying?
Oh, no, it's just the burliest guys.
This is right.
And this police car just like screeches on its brakes and just like pulls over and. You see them, like, as you're going away in your rearview mirror, I guess they're, like, radioing someone. You know, there's a bit. But, one, two, three.
All right. I think I win this one.
Greg is doing it.
All right. You, Bubbles.
That's one of the henchmen, obviously.
Oh, you're right, of course.
Yeah, he's an orangutan smoking a cigar.
Yeah. Wearing a silver glove.
Yeah, exactly. So,
Bubbles. He's dressed as an orangutan
for
no reason.
Yeah.
All right, give me a gun.
All right. So Joker has a pistol.
Mm-hmm.
Gordon put us in a box. It's time for us to put him in a box.
After a few minutes, there's like more police cars coming up behind you.
And
there's like several of them this time.
Yeah, I think that's when I'll pop out the back and say like, I guess I've got to do this myself. Oh, he's gonna stupidly cartoon style like shoot at something to make it fall on one of these cop cars.
Oh, sure, just like. Debris or something?
Yeah, like a sign that says, like, Al's Diner or something like that. He's going to shoot that and have it, like, try that fall on his
piano.
Yeah, the piano, the tank, like a thing.
Night piano delivery service.
Yeah. Bam. He's in a handgun, baby.
There you go.
All right.
It was just a banana. You didn't check.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't a gun.
It's a pricing gun for the ice cream.
This is outrageous.
Yeah, so what is it?
Yeah, it's exactly that. It's like, Al's Diner.
Mm-hmm.
Hot, oh, donuts, hot and fresh. And I'm like, Al, that's some donuts. And I shoot the thing, and it, for some reason, sparks explode off of it, and it just, like, smashes into one of the cars. There's a big pileup of all these cops, like, Blues Brothers style. The cars flip over unnecessary and are spinning around.
On their roofs.
Mm-hmm.
Break dancing on the roof.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
with 2 days to retirement.
So, yeah.
Somewhere just laugh.
So, there's this whole like, pile up behind you as you
mm-hmm.
speed away.
Yeah. Bubbles is driving.
Mm.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a helicopter, you can hear it, but you can't see it yet. But now you're pretty much getting to the police department.
We gotta go in.
We should probably surround the building or something.
Yeah, I think what we gotta do is just...
Sneak up the laundry chute. Go on the laundry chute.
Oh, this will be easy. All those guys are, like, busted up either in Arkham, or all those guys are...
They're just gonna walk up.
Like, smashed in. Yeah, we just surrender.
Yeah,
just surrender, and we'll take the place from the inside.
We've done it before. We'll do it again. Everybody, keys to these weapons.
Alright, so this is the scene of the Batman animated series where Joker puts a gun in his asshole.
Yeah, no.
I remember that one fondly.
Yeah, that was part of my childhood.
I guess not. Okay.
All right.
The wall next to the laundry chute is a secret entrance back.
Yeah. Yeah, but the. But
so
yeah.
Is that the plan?
We're just going to walk up and surrender.
Yeah, I think maybe as you're getting out of the ice cream truck, there's the helicopter comes and it's like a spotlight down on you. Hands up and everything?
No, I think he walks up like to the. As far as he can get up to the door and is like, I'm waiting!
Yeah, I guess there could be a rule for that. See how well that goes.
Doesn't go well. They shoot him. He's dead. He's dying.
Yep.
And joke.
You get
it.
Yes.
They heard all that keystone talk.
No.
This is dangerous.
No, the gun went off.
Yeah.
Oh,
I
sat down very roughly.
It just went off.
Yeah.
A little gas.
Yeah.
No, so the door swings open. Of course, double doors again. And there's all these, SWAT. There's basically a SWAT team waiting for you. They saw you coming. They once did. Everyone ready?
We didn't bring the ice cream cake.
All right, so Katie and Paul are on. Oh, you got it.
There you go. Face with the SWAT team here. Henchmen are behind you. Harley Quinn is probably still in the van.
Oh, jeez, boss.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, good.
Unless you want to bring her.
Those two.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know
why I did. I have a master of disguises, so.
Oh, that's right. Quick, dress like Timmy.
Wait, we already are.
That's right, we are. Let's do that.
They're just like, someone has a megaphone in the back, I assume. They're like, all right. That's it, Joker. Going right back to where you came.
All right.
Hands up, everybody.
Just point a hot dog bone, like, yeah, get him.
No reason to get hostile. We'll come easily. We just won't back in because we've caused you so much trouble. Here, take the sausage first.
Is Timmy still with us, or did he kick out of the car?
He's still there.
Okay.
We're
going to keep him in the car. I think she should stay there, hidden out of sight.
She just kicked the sausage over.
No, we rolled, put it on the side and rolled it over. That is a sausage.
Are we just gonna go easily inside? Is that the whole idea here?
I'd say once we're inside, we're one step closer to Gordon.
Yeah, let's go inside.
All right, so I just put up my hands and walk towards him. So like, don't worry, we're not gonna pull anything crazy. We'll go with you with ease. All
right, I think just as you say that, these henchmen behind you are just like, wait, was this the plan? We're just going to jail? And I was like, I don't like that at all. And they just kind of start opening fire unless you try to say something to
them. No, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with them opening fire at everybody because
fight
with them.
Yeah, it's even better. So
street crime.
Now there's like these two, almost like straight big groups of people.
Yes.
Like, there's a SWAT team and there's, it's like the police department too. So there's like people up on the roof kind of thing shooting down and these, insane people dressed as clowns and monkeys and things are just like shooting and trying to hide behind this van, and you're kind of caught in the crossfire.
Then I would go
as is Timmy.
Maybe we should
roll them halfway across
the
square.
What I was gonna say is I'm gonna like use this as a moment to dip past the
use the sausages as
a
shield.
Yeah, gotta use
yeah, kind of like sneak into the police department.
Either use a henchman or Timmy there to.
Can I
distract the attention to
what
sneak
if,
into the police department?
But what if at the last minute we had switched into the Timmy outfit, into the sausage outfit?
Look at the sausage.
Timmy's
the
got Joker
time.
Makeup on.
That's fair.
That's perfect.
I can run this guy.
Yeah. Well, how about that?
So are we...
If you want to have done that, you can roll.
I want to have really real this shit.
That's
right?
A very Jokery thing.
Alright,
yeah.
Gotcha.
What? It's just a kid. It's just Timmy. Look, his name tag's still on.
Classic Joker.
Dude, just classic.
Become the sauce.
Yeah. Oh!
Perfect. Alright, cool.
So the SWAT team.
Please shoot
like,
Timmy to death.
Yeah, there's this huge battle. A lot of these henchmen kind of, get shot down. Like, alright. You start to just punch him across the face. You idiot, you're going right back. He's always trying to make fun of us. I hate him. And he addresses this little stuff.
And I think the cop breaks his jaw, so when he's trying to talk, it just sounds like...
we got him.
Exactly. The Joker was known for having this much acne.
That's why I wore all the makeup.
Yeah, the whole time.
Just cover up this whole time.
And I think the ice cream truck just drives away.
So she's left us.
All right.
No, I mean, you have some opportunity to jump on if you want, or go get to the police.
I thought we were sneaking in. Yeah,
it's
we
time to give Commissioner
in.
Gordon our testimony as a
terrified victim. Oh.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to just keep running in.
Yeah.
The top is just flopping back and forth.
And you already rolled for that, so you are definitely within your right to. You are in the police department now. Just
yeah.
A little sausage.
I guess we're just gonna comb this police department until I find Commissioner Gordon and his help.
No.
Oh, just going up to the top.
I mean,
yeah.
Since the chaos ensued outside, things didn't exactly go as planned, but it's working so far.
Yeah, absolutely. We got gunfire going off outside now, but let's see if you can make there without incident.
No. Not
so
great.
You were looking for Commissioner Gordon's office?
That's what I just rolled for.
Yeah, so I think maybe even like the elevator and then going up to like the top floor or something, it opens up before you get there and just, you know, Detective Montoya just looks at Joker wearing a sausage costume.
Whistles, you won't know.
He just kind of takes out her gun and points at you, and now there's a bit off.
Oh.
Wants to bid.
He takes his hat off and puts it on.
Hello. With a sausage cap.
All right.
I'm going to give you two.
I'm running low. I don't know why you're betting two.
Yeah, I know.
I say, well, that's no bun.
And I grab the gun out of her hand.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a roll.
Yeah.
You already rolled.
Yeah, handguns.
Yeah.
Ha ha! Yeah, so she does that. He makes a stupid pun and then just grabs the gun out of her hand.
And what do you do?
Just
like, stick the gun in her ribs and kind of be like, alright, now you're just taking a poor defenseless little wiener like me to see the commissioner to tell him about that scary teenage Joker and all his little pimples.
I don't care, you can kill me. I'm not taking you anywhere. Convince her to do something.
Is a victim the same thing as a henchman?
Can I run this action?
I have the same note.
Okay.
Real quick.
It's a spectrum, yeah. It is a spectrum.
Yeah.
Hold on.
We've got to make a meat cute pun.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it. That was good.
That's
brilliant.
Oh, he's going to just try to absolutely terrify this lady into, like, cooperating, into thinking, like, this person's even crazier than I thought.
Yeah, that's
and
what
I think he, like right before the elevator door opens and, he puts the gun up against his own head and up against her head, and is like, I think we're close. Why don't we take this one together?
Alright, so yeah, he's just going to try to terrify her into acquiescing.
Nope.
Would this be considered a... on a...
with a handgun?
It is with a handgun.
Yeah, that would work.
Alright, I'm going to do that.
Right.
So
my last two.
Yeah, he does that, and she's absolutely terrified, and then he pulls the trigger, and just a little flag comes out that says boom.
Mm, yep.
He drops that gun he got from Bubbles, and he has her gun still.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, all right, let's go see the commish.
And yeah, you made that roll, so she's
I'm getting hungry.
Legitimately terrified. She's
yeah.
Like, oh my god, fine.
You know, anyway, anyone ever tell you this place could use a new coat of paint? Oh, I get it.
Would you say that hurt her emotionally, maybe?
I don't know if you're getting it, but I would say yes.
we don't need to see how the sausage is made.
Oh,
yeah, she's at the top floor, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, Gordon's at the end of the hall.
Well, you don't want to leave me all alone with poor Gordon, after all. That way you couldn't save him if some crazy meathead tried something, am I right?
Yeah, she's still intimidated, so you can take her wherever you want.
We pass by, like, an office worker, and he's dressed as a sausage, and he just goes, Deborah.
Sorry.
Yep, there probably are a few people.
Yeah. I'm trying to make it look like she's, like just leading me, like we're not, that I'm not like, pointing a gun at her blatantly.
Probably want to make a roll to get there, that incident. Like, there's a lot of people, like, detectives and such, office workers at least.
They're not good at finding things out.
Would he be in his office if Joker was involved in a standoff right outside?
Well, but
it's a movie.
That's what this role could determine.
Well, we want to get to his office anyway. All right, let's see how this goes. I have a... Would this be controlling a henchman?
No, she's not a henchman.
This be handguns? Because I'm holding someone hostage with a handgun?
Well, it seems like these office people definitely notice you and are getting freaked out, and they all have phones on their desks. So if you want to use your handgun in order to make them not call someone...
Well, I want to just get into the...
Just shoot one to the office.
Boom! I got it. All right. Deborah.
And she's an ordained.
Yeah, exactly.
She's like, oh, he's just fucking some.
And she's like, someone knows it's my birthday.
Somebody remembered
Deborah.
The other Deborah C.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so yeah, it's like one of those, just the stereotypical,
the office
chief
with the window that gets up at the top. Like,
with the blinds.
Yeah.
You know?
And, we open the door. Is he in there?
Yeah, of course, you've made that roll.
Awesome. Okay. Be like...
It's like just watching the TV of what's going on downstairs. Maybe.
Oh, jeez. Oh, Commissioner Gordon, the detective, brought me in here to talk to you because I was down there and those guys tried to hold me hostage.
I mean...
He's like, that's my job.
Turn around and, I mean, you're Joker. You're in a sausage suit.
I had a disguise on where I could convince people. I thought we succeeded at that.
No, you guys put me in a sausage suit.
So it's when he walks the makeup off.
Yeah.
He's hot in a sausage suit.
Oh, what if it's like a mascot costume where you can't see the face at all? It's like, oh, a sausage.
Exactly.
Sure. Which has been even weirder for all these people to see this.
The sausage is like, hey,
Deborah.
All right, so then...
another office employee is like, you said no one was going to notice those new shoes, Deborah.
So based on that, what is it you say to the commissioner?
I do that little Timmy voice and say, like, they were trying to hold me hostage down there, commissioner.
Montoya, what's going on? And she's like,
And I think that's when that's when he takes off the hood of the thing and says... And he said, he rips open the sausage and he says, looks like you've cracked the casing.
Tell me it comes down to this.
He pulls out his gun.
Oh yeah, he goes into his desk and is trying to pull out something.
Which is a gun. I'm gonna say, or your little friend gets it.
Well, you're good at handguns. So
I am.
If you want to do that before he can get to his gun.
Yeah.
Quick job.
And I do.
Nice.
Handguns things work out pretty good.
So him or two?
I'm saying this to Gordon, and I'm holding her hostage with the gun.
Yeah, so he makes a motion toward it, and then he sees that, and he's like, all right. Puts his hands up, and
let's,
he takes a
exactly.
step back.
Let's switch up the roles here, Gordon.
I'm going to need you to put your hands up, sir.
And
back away slowly.
And yeah, he did both those things. He's like,
do I have to do your voice?
Sorry.
I can't do a Gary Oldman voice.
He could be anyone.
It's my voice.
I'll do him as the bad guy from Fifth Element.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
What's your game here, Joker?
Oh, don't worry. You and your little friend will be safe. Why don't you call your friend the Bat?
Looks over and there's like just a Adam West style, like, telephone.
Oh, but what if it's the bust with the button that you lift up the head and do that thing? And the Joker sees him and he's like, go ahead.
I'm sure he'll do it.
Now, why don't you two get comfortable here?
as I just strap you into this crazy death machine.
I've been keeping with you this whole time.
Yeah, with death machine.
Okay. I think
it's
he's gonna.
Part of the
I think he's gonna.
Coffee.
I think he's gonna. What he's gonna try to do is
transforms.
He's gonna try to tie them up and like point both the gun he has and Commissioner Gordon's gun and like whatever other like guns he could find, like in a crazy thing where like. The two of them are
Timmy and Gordon.
No, no, the detective Montoya.
Montoya.
I get one of the Jacksons and also the bad guy from Fifth Element. And I'm gonna try to do one of those like you've only got time to save for one of them, Batman.
Perfect. That's about 16 rolls. Let's start with tying them up.
Okay. All right. I'm not gonna do this because I have to get a six. I got no points.
Well, I got a couple. I got some. This is street crime. I can help you out with this.
I didn't do it.
Didn't do it.
Oh, I've tied myself up. Shit. Oh, I'm just back in jail.
Oh, no.
I did this magic trick really wrong.
Hey, Timmy, help you out here.
So, yeah, I think what's going on is maybe you look around for something to tie them with, and there's. No, there wouldn't be lasso in this office.
Handcuffs.
No, find your cuts.
There might be handcuffs, but there's definitely no like ropes you tie them with. So now we bid off. Sorry. So what's the plan? There are handcuffs, probably.
Put one of them in a sausage costume.
So the situation's going on. You got these Commissioner Gordon, Detective Montoya. You've got a lot of office workers outside getting very suspicious.
Do you guys hear a lot of sausage puns coming from the commissioner's office?
Weird.
Is there a janitor's supply closet nearby?
There's probably one, like, down the hall or something, if you want to leave the office.
But does Commissioner Gordon not clean up his office? Tim is gone. Timmy's dead.
Is he?
What did Timmy do?
We had the police beat him up, and then there was a beep-beep-beep in the other room, and we said that was a bomb.
Set the bomb off in Timmy's stomach.
I think we love Timmy.
Did you hurt real bad?
Okay, so we get some the handcuffs, tie them in a manner that they can't like escape, and then just kind of pour a bunch of Windex and bleach on them.
Oh god!
Oh man!
I like what you think.
And then they'll just suffocate.
Yeah, I was gonna say you just gas them to death.
She's like, I tied a plastic bag right there. I had to make a bowl.
And I filled it slowly with bleach.
Chet, is the idea to rig something up to like kill them, I guess?
Yes,
because we still got to get the bats still got to get here to watch.
It's gonna, you're going to have to make the...
It's going to cost you?
Looking for what, just random chemicals? Like
yeah.
And stuff.
You're a really nice chemical
thing. Yeah. Let's get a roll to see if you can
smell your food.
Grab some of those.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
Do you have a skill that's related to chemicals or something?
Yes.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
The skill does?
The skill is literally just called chemicals.
Yes.
That's right. So, there you go. So, explain this to me a little bit.
And comedic weapons. So,
nothing's funnier than suffocation?
With Windex?
Okay.
Yeah, that's what makes it funny.
I didn't want anyone streaking. Grew up in a street household.
Laughing gas?
Yeah.
Okay, boom. Yep. See?
Oh, maybe you've got some of your secret drops of laughing gas.
Your flower.
Yeah.
Smilex.
Well, we are using a sausage outfit in a dangerous way.
I think there's like Smilex and Joker venom.
Joker juice.
So are you trying
Sounds like I'm trying to make this.
Yeah,
I like what you said about the plastic bag. I think that's good idea.
Yeah.
God damn it, those plastic bags, they're everywhere these days.
Mm-hmm.
He probably has a drawer for
them. Yeah, he's got a trash can in his office at least,
too.
Oh, yeah.
Dump out the trash, make it real dramatic, like I do, and then...
Oh, I'm going to leave this dirty condom in there, though.
No. Let's not be literate.
Wait, who's been having sex in my office?
Don't worry about it.
That was me.
Montoya!
Bringing up, so you made this chemical, right? Is it the just dangerous chemical, or is it Joker-related?
We can add Smilex to it. It'll be a cocktail.
Sure.
Chemicals.
We got a Smilex cocktail made of Windex, but that's fine. That's how that works.
And
yeah,
if you put an umbrella in it, it's comedic.
There's, yeah. He probably has a bar. somewhere.
No, he doesn't.
Have some drinks.
Bottom drawer comes all the way out.
So, but the idea is you're just tying these plastic bags around their heads and just putting the chemical gas in there?
So I don't think tying around their heads. Maybe just, like, have it on top of their heads, resting.
So is the goal to kill them, or to kill them slowly? Or?
Slowly.
Yeah,
so
what,
that
actually,
so Batman has
tell me the how this chemical works.
Not supposed to mix Windex and bleach, kids. I don't know if you know this. But then...
Are you just freaking chlorine gassing these people?
Yeah.
Oh, no, this is Smilex, so you can make up
no,
whatever
you want.
No,
and then you put some drops of Smilex in it.
Oh, yeah, they just start laughing uncontrollably.
Yeah.
And they're gasping for more air because they're laughing and the air is poisoned.
So are they dead or dying?
Dying.
Well, if you're literally just making these people breathe in chlorine gas, they're gone.
That's still another joke.
It's not chlorine gas, though.
Okay.
Tell them that one about the rabbi.
So that's where we fade out as we go to commercial and take a break.
Thanks for listening to part one of Everyone is Joker. Conclusion will go up in just 2 weeks. If you liked it, why don't you drop us a line on our site, This American Dice? If you really liked it, you can subscribe and rate and review us on iTunes. We'll read them on air, and maybe you'll be famous to dozens of people. This American Dice was created by Austin and me. Again, my name's David. Everyone is John was designed by Michael B. Sullivan and is free online. I lovingly ripped off the idea for Everyone is Joker by one James D'Amato. If you like to hear actual professionals play this game, check out his podcast called One Shot. I think it's, I want to say episode 36. Is there Everyone is Joker? Highly recommend it. Also, speaking of things highly recommended, that music you heard, Tenebrous Brother Carnival, Act 1, by Kevin MacLeod. I'll see you in a couple weeks.